This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. To say the least, it's been an uncommon spring here in the state of Kansas. Extraordinarily dry in many parts of the state, and on top of that, wild temperature fluctuations from harsh cold to summer-like warmth, and then back into the deep freeze. Our aim on this week's program is to consider how all of that has affected our woody ornamental plants in our landscapes. Along with us now is Dennis Patton, the K-State Research and Extension Horticultural Agent in Johnson County, Northeast Kansas. And Dennis, we usually think of those woody ornamentals as generally durable, but even they have their limits.
That's correct. You know, I think what really sometimes lulls us into a false sense of security is that this drought's been occurring over the dormant season, over the fall and winter when the plants are not actively growing. And so we really can't see what's going on with dry soils. You know, if the plants are leafed out, we would see a thinning of the leaf canopy, wilting, some very obvious signs. But winter drought just kind of sneaks up on you because the damage is really done when it's almost too late, when you start to see the symptoms come spring and summer.
So how can one identify that desiccation that may be subtly happening and not readily apparent?
Well, you know, the first plants are going to suffer are going to be our evergreen plants, especially those that are non-native, which in the state of Kansas is pretty much every evergreen except the juniper, because we have no native evergreens, because they tend to respire or lose more moisture during the winter months. So what we're potentially going to see is just branch stem dieback, less vigorous growth. If we ever do get spring-like temperatures where plants are going to start to pop and grow this spring because it's been so cold during the month of April. So just overall decline, dieback, potentially these plants.
When one finally does see that damage, should they try to help that plant overall recover by cleaning it up, maybe some selective pruning of the dead material?
What I've been noticing here in Johnson County this spring is that because we've had so many ups and downs of the weather and with the dry soils, is there's a lot of what I would call twig and small branch dieback on some of our shrubs and a few other plants. Just wait until spring finally arrives and we know where the new growth is coming from. When we see those buds start to pop, take our clippers or pruners and just prune back to live tissue, and that'll be our new growth. And then the other thing is, many of these parts of the state of Kansas that are in this extreme drought situation would be if we have the capability to give those plants a drink of water so that root system can be refreshed, renewed, and then be able to pick up water and support that growth that's going to be occurring over the next few months in this summer.
Now, in this situation, do we follow the standard rules of slow, deep waterings, or do we ramp that up a bit? What?
Well, you know, I really think when we're as dry as we are now, if you've got the time and the ability to do that on individual trees and shrubs, I really think it's best just to kind of turn that hose on a slow trickle and move it around 3 to 4 different places around the plant, depending on the size, and just let it run, you know, for depending on the plant, maybe for 20, 30 minutes to an hour or more, you know, for a tree on a shrub, you know, a small shrub, you need to probably be soaking an area maybe 3-4 feet out around the shrub. On a tree, you know, potentially that could be the drip line we need to soak up. And so, yes, you are correct. We need that deep, thorough soaking to fully recharge that root system and then kind of lay off so we don't get into the overwatering situation. So deep and thorough, no matter whether it's feast or famine, hot, dry, whatever, that deep and thorough is always the best way to go.
Stay on top of the watering needs for these plants, not only initially, but for quite a while yet until they fully can recover then. Dennis, we appreciate the word as always, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Sounds great. You have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
That from Dennis Patton, Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.